Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Roll like you're never gonna roll again.
May as well be singing Savage Garden. I wanna be a dream.
I fucking love Savage Garden. Get the fuck out of my house.
The last time he played it for me was the last time.
You just crushed a little bit of his soul.
I turned it on
and she got so mad
at me. She was so mad.
I was like throwing stuff.
Like a Chicka Cherry Cola?
I fucking love that
all
song.
All of Savage Garden, but I wanna stand with you.
Well, those were the dope notes of my childhood. How dare you?
Yeah, they were dope mine notes. As well. Well, I didn't like that song when I was little.
Oh, you're too good
like
to stand
now.
With him on a mountain?
I would never.
She never would.
Too good to bathe with him in a sea.
I've tried. She
in
doesn't
a
want
sea?
To.
Yeah,
I tried.
Can you imagine us fat babies in there? Just legs out.
I kind of want to see that now.
No,
to the
go.
Sink.
To the sink.
From the windows to the sink.
Oh, that's Savage Garden.
Wash Brent's dirty stink.
Yes.
Savage Garden, and then who is
ah, it? Ski.
Who is it? Sorry, I'm Seminole Wind.
John Anderson.
John Anderson.
Roll again. I call Stop you up around. Like a long lost friend, and I don't know who you are.
So you're fired from marrying us, and you're fired from marrying me. Jordan,
what?
You want to get married?
Sure.
Brent, you want to marry my girlfriend to your girlfriend?
I'm so confused by the statement. Yeah.
I'll be your best man, Abby.
Yeah.
John Anderson and Savage Garden, just, they, it actually, like,
dude,
makes
she got
so
really mad,
mad
at me because I told her
like,
a couple weeks ago,
I
was
red,
just like, oh.
I just, go to a
oh man,
place.
You know what? John Anderson has so many bangers. You know, like "Don't Ask Her on a Straight Tequila."
Oh, that's a great
night.
Song. You start thinking about him,
and she's ready to fight.
Brains are broken.
You guys stick to podcasts.
We even talked about it because he played it, and he's like, "Oh, I fucking love John Anderson." Yeah. Saturday, and I was like, "I maybe." Like I get so viscerally mad at those two
night.
Artists, you know, the Savage Garden and then John Anderson. Dude. I'm like, Brent, was I abused at some point in my life that I
just
knocked
those,
out completely?
Just to those songs. Just, every time he got whipped as a child,
that Savage Garden was somehow playing in the background.
I want a whap if you want a whap.
It's a problem. It's almost like a Pavlov's response.
It's
a Pavlovian response, rather.
Just based on how mad I get. Now, I'm
just
already an angry person, but like when I'm angry, like I was mad angry every time I hear John Anderson
she
or Savage Garden.
Mean.
So, and that doesn't, I don't, you know, those.
What about
feelings.
Conway Twitty? You okay with Conway
oh,
Twitty?
Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I sing that to him
Conway
all the time.
Twitty.
Diamond Rio.
Yeah, let's fucking have
Brooks and Dunn.
Fuck yeah.
Garth Brooks. Chris Gaines.
Only
Chris Gaines is a problem, and you know
we
it.
We were listening to that summer today.
Oh yeah, she played.
I went to work with her that summer. Teenage kids so far from home.
Dude, the
she
grossest
was a lonely widow woman.
Yes, it's a pedophile song.
It is, man. What a pedophile.
Oh, there's so many songs like that.
Yeah.
They're
that
horrific.
One is, that one is so abrupt and in your face.
There's a butt rock song. She's only 17.
Oh yeah, she's only thank you, Winger,
17.
For that.
The 17. Song, what is it? The one that I've been playing. Hey there, girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? What is that?
No one knows.
I can't remember.
The original was Springsteen.
Springsteen, yes. That song is... Now, if he had said, hey, pretty girl, not hey, no. Hey, because he says, hey, little girl. It should be, hey, pretty girl, not hey, little girl.
Well, what about young girl, get out of my mind?
Hate that song.
My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl.
Good Lord.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Gonna assault you, you better run away. Here comes Gary Puckett, he's gonna gap your union.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Disgusting that,
that
way,
that was aggressive.
Isn't it? Got aggressive. Ooh, ooh. Nobody likes that.
Woo!
And you don't like that.
Why don't you go ahead and send us an email? timeforthepodcast@gmail.com. Look us up on our website, timeforanother.com. Check it out and push the right button.
Are you? Are you? Did you do it?
Did it.
And we're live from the top for another podcast studio. It's a Saturday special from the best basement boys and all the Boise, Idaho.
Thick Bone Boys.
Thick Bone Boys.
Thickest of the bones of the boys.
Thickest bones. I'm your host of these proceedings, Vice President of the podcast, Thickest of the Bones, Big J, to the right of me. He's wearing a white shirt. He's drinking Mickey Ultras.
It's my new beer, man. Beer of choice.
He's a good boy. He's our president. He's Brent.
Present.
Across the table from him, he's got two notepads for some reason. Guess he's doing double duty tonight.
You never know. You can
Minister
need
of Culture,
one.
Daniel.
Hi there.
Next to the president, whoa, as always, is the infamous, glorious Hamburglar.
Hamburler today.
Hamburler?
Hamburler today.
Ooh.
I'm learning.
Getting an upgrade with
Ebonomics.
Ebonics.
Have you been burglaring those hams?
Burlering. I've been burlering.
Burlering hams. That sounds vaguely obscene.
Damn, look at you and your Ebonics.
Ebonomics.
Speak of the language.
Egonomics.
Next to the minister, as always, Mistress of Culture, Teresa. How are you?
I'm great.
And next to me, with hair fine and golden as straw.
Rapunzel.
Some pretty sweet moves. M'lady J.
Hi, everybody.
Well, it's Saturday.
You know what I think,
it sure
Daniel?
Is.
You
want, it
you
sure
want,
is.
You want a shot of that whiskey that's sitting up there?
No, thank you.
Looks like you need to loosen up a little bit.
I
look a little tense, bud.
No, tight I'm not tense at all.
Yeah, you
loose
know what?
Butthole.
He's got a really tight butthole
tight
right
butthole.
Now. He needs to loosen that butthole up.
No, he does not.
Why not?
Because then I have to clean the
she
toilet.
She likes it tight.
I was going to say, we've got a wiener up there that we could put in your chair.
It's got that butt plug. We can put stuff up there.
Yeah, the butt plug, too.
We may have to take the sweater off, but...
Yeah, it's got sunglasses on.
Only if we can pass it around.
Oh, no.
You first.
No.
Ready, set, go.
Just no, go I'd it. Rather be first. Just, I don't want sloppy fifths or sixths or whatever.
I don't want it at all. I'm just sticking them, steering clear of that thing. I'm just saying, Danny, you've been sucking on limes for the last 45 minutes. I figured you want a shot of whiskey to go with them.
What's wrong? You got scurvy?
Not
now. Not anymore.
That's why the limes.
Poor old guy's got the bends.
I'm going to have a bowl of oranges for you next time. And I better see you eat it like an apple. Rind and all.
Gross.
Man, the other day I went into a place and they offered me coffee and I turned it down because I don't drink coffee.
And no wonder.
Go, would you want some soda? And I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, do you want some fresh squeezed orange juice?
Yes.
And I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yes.
So I took a big old glass of fresh squeezed orange juice and drank it all.
The sad reality, you found out it was Sunny D later.
Well, give some kudos to this place. What was the place?
Well, no, because that has to do with work, and we don't talk about work.
Oh.
Work is an inappropriate thing.
You know what I want to do, Jay, with Sunny D? Sorry, I know you mentioned Sunny D.
Yep.
I want to do a pork butt injected with Sunny D and Sunny D as the spritzer. That has to be good.
That has
I
to
love
be just
Sunny D.
Sugar.
Yeah, it's probably sugar.
Yeah,
it's just
a lot
orange
of
sugar. So
it should have a good
pretty
crust,
nice,
though.
I
bet put it on the outside.
I wonder what
put it
would
on
do.
The outside would have a
well,
good
I
crust.
Injected, so that we had today, I know it was just touch dry, but I injected that only with orange juice and only put orange juice as the mop on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly sweet. Man, I don't think so.
She was aggressively drunk mopping that thing last night. She was like spraying the bottle on it and shit. And I was like, what are
like
you
some
doing?
Good drunk mopping.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had fun.
That's all we do. Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get right to this. get in here because we had a guest last time that was very excited to be here, and he just loves sending us emails, so...
This is a certified hood classic.
You see, a pimp's love is very different from that of a square.
Yeah, boy!
Let's get it on, baby!
Damn, baby, you got a bright future behind you.
Just throwing this out there right off the bat. Los Angeles, I'm giving you a full name. Full name. Los Angeles. She is so nervous to read this email. It's so fun. I'm so excited.
Oh, she's worse than you were.
It was fun to laugh at Jared whenever he was doing his Warpath freaking read, but now all of a sudden...
I'm trying to speak Ebonomics here. Just kidding, LA.
Give me your best black man voice.
All right. What's up, pimps and pimpettes? LOL. Before I get to my question... Just want to say, ladies, I was looking forward to meeting you guys. I met Lady J. She was awesome and sweet. Hey, Hamburler. I miss you at Uncle Kevin viewing. And on Saturday night special, I even brought fruit. LOL. He brought fruit.
He's a classy man.
That's a good man right there.
And it was good fruit.
It was good fruit. We ate all of it.
Yeah, I didn't have any fruit when I got here.
We ate all of it.
Probably should have been here.
Was it watermelon?
There was.
Shots fired.
And I like that he says this because I said, no, the fuck that I'm going to meet him here. He goes, I'll see you at the wedding.
Shit.
We got 153 days, LA. and Teresa, I was hoping to meet you as well. I know we have all been busy, or we all have busy lives. It would have been awesome to have met all. Hey, Lady J.
Yep.
Where was I? Can you give a special shout out to Weston, my brother? Felt left out because you didn't mention him on the podcast.
Oh no, Weston! I'm so sorry. It was a pleasure to send I got to say bye to you, and kind of a wave across the room. So it was a pleasure to meet you. I'm so sorry.
He cried.
You should feel bad, Weston.
No.
So tears. You didn't meet him on the podcast when you met him at Kevin Viewing. Let's go to question number one. My girl My girl almost had a heart attack because I put cologne on just to go to Albertsons. Do you think she overreacted? If you, man, did that smelling good, would you be like, hey, bro, where you going smelling that good?
Well, I can answer that right away. Yes, because Jared doesn't wear cologne. So if he started wearing cologne to go to the store, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I just use my natural musk.
Good for you.
See, yeah, so that would be, for me...
Is flatulence your natural musk?
It's farts. It's
okay. Farts. Always coming up in here smelling like farts.
What can I say?
Is that what is so heavy? That's why the air is heavy down here.
Oh, man.
Who, me?
He's got a scent of his soap, Irish Spring. That's his musk.
A good smell.
Yeah. But he doesn't wear cologne. So if he started wearing cologne out of bumfuck nowhere to go to the store, I'd have some questions.
Girl, this man got a,
I have a scent bird.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, yeah.
Girl, you have to tell me how it is because I've been looking.
It's good. It's nice.
Right, it's super gay.
I get two a month.
I've been excited to try like a little traveler thing.
I have a bunch of travelers upstairs. They're all men's scents. I have a couple unisex scents, but
okay,
they're nice.
Okay, I love this.
It's fun.
Aftershave too.
See, they're it's. No, I enjoy smelling good.
And actually,
so back off.
Why don't you wash them nuts every now and then?
I do.
I think he needs some soap.
I was going to say, man.
He does smell good. Now, I like his natural smell like that. Mm-hmm. It hits, right?
If anything, I smell extra good.
But every now and then he gets one that I don't like, but he can't tell what it is. No, actually, let me go back. He's got, it's a test tube.
I got a test tube thing so I can keep all of them together. And I have like fucking 30
of them. In our bedroom, he's got a little shelf that just... I think there's like 30 of them that he puts in there and he switches them out.
Do you mix and match?
Yeah. I love this. Because, do you layer?
Yeah. No.
Do you like that?
I feel like that might be too much. It's a lot because some of them are extremely strong. Mm-hmm. And if you go too deep on them, because I'm a 3-squirt guy, I go 1, 2 on each side
Times
and then
two?
One down here.
Okay.
No, I
down
will,
here,
down
like belly
on your
level.
Balls?
It's right 1, 2.
Yeah, so I
one,
do.
1, 2, 1, 2.
I do six? Neck. That's too many. In the creases of my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And does your usually arm crease stink? In my chest.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. It's like a butt.
But
and sometimes
you,
my hair.
Some of them, if you go too deep, it will give you. It's a scent that, and you can always tell when you're wearing it because mm-hmm. it starts to make you go, oh God, it's making me sick. I can smell
it. The fuck that happens because I will walk into the kitchen hours after he's left and I'm, why can I taste it?
But that's because he used the Taco Bell flavor. Yeah. Don't do that.
Smells like five layer
hot
burrito.
Sauce.
For the most part, he does pretty
mild
well
sauce
with the
today.
Smells. For the most part, he does pretty well with the smells, but every now and then he'll walk near me and I'm like, why do you smell like the oldest woman in the world? You smell like you're about 800 years old. No.
Smell
like
mothballs.
Like
there's some of them that come through that you're just like, oh, this is not a winner, so mm-hmm. I'm just gonna push this to the back of the thing. But
why don't you just yeet it?
Well, because you never know if you're gonna run out, but now I know I will.
He's
never
like, oh,
run
it's
out.
Unisex.
Yeah, I let out
your babe use this one that smells like a gaping asshole. You're gonna love it.
You're gonna love it. Well, and usually I go for a specific scent style, mm-hmm. and it usually has.
Are you a fresh boy or a musky
I'm
boy?
I'm a musky.
Mm. Like a fish.
Yeah,
he smells good when he gets in the car on Mondays.
Yeah, because yeah, he spritzes, and then he's got his musk. No, he smells really good, and I like that. No, I didn't care.
It's always my thing. I like to smell good. I don't want people smelling my weird body. It's my body's weird.
It's not weird.
I think he's just trying to cover up the asshole sweat from the day, but it works. I like
that
his
too.
Smell.
Okay. Usually, okay, so if I go to the bar on Mondays, like when I go with these guys, I usually get home with just enough time to go, Daniel, I made it home. I'll be ready in 15, so I have time to throw new clothes on and then cover my scent from the day.
Oh, I thought you showered.
I usually don't shower on Mondays.
Oh, that puts a whole different light on it.
He doesn't stink, though. No, at all.
And I've been complimenting him.
I'm always terrified of smelling. Like, I have a weird smell thing. I don't like being a stinky boy.
If you want something long-lasting, I've been using some of the Arabic perfumes because they last so long.
Okay.
That's because I don't take showers.
Well, they figured it out. Regardless, their oils last a long time, and their fragrances last. They're wonderful.
All right. I'm going to look into it. But, yeah, so the Scentbird thing that I use comes out of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I get two little test tubey things once a month. $25.
And he's very excited.
I love
about
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the new fragrances are here. The new fragrances are here.
You should see me dance around
the
house.
That, okay. But he's like, I got new smells, babe.
Smell this.
I know that's exciting.
I do that. That's what I do. I spray it into the
thing. Mr. Soundman, where's the gay button?
I already
Where is it?
Have you seen that kid on either Instagram or YouTube?
That one.
But he goes to the cologne places and sprays it and basically has like a fucking weird-ass orgasm over the smells.
Ooh.
Or you could be like Dan, you know, you go into stores
that's
and then he'd spray it, he'd fart first, and then he'd spray that, and he'd watch people walk by him going, oh, that smells
so
good.
Oh, it smells
good.
Like shit.
Which, honestly, Dan, that's like the funniest thing.
You're a monster.
It's a good smelling candle.
Oh, my God.
What was that store we used to go to?
Gordman's.
That probably helped put them out of business.
An absolute monster.
See, you're a problem.
He'd open up the candles and he'd fart, and then everybody go, I smell this.
Which
that's pretty brilliant, Dan.
Is seeding chaos throughout a Gordman's.
Go ahead and put Gordman's clientele down on that list for later.
No, that
today.
Goddamn, that list is already huge. What happened?
The Gordman's clientele were innocent victims.
Yeah, they went out of business.
They're collateral damage.
Stores. You put them out of business.
Collateral.
Back before we used to pick up groceries, we'd go grocery shopping every Sunday early in the morning. And do you remember? It was like right before COVID. And there were the same people in there, same time that we were. One of them was in one of those like beep beep go-kart things because she couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they would follow us around the store, and then we'd have to like try and scoot around her with our cart.
Some of those people are so annoying.
Wouldn't go to one side or the other. She just sat right in the middle, and then they'd have a barrier right in between, like, the cheese aisle.
Yep.
And Brent's like, why do these guys keep following us? And they smelled like shit. And I'm like, just, you know, shower. once or twice.
Which, dude, again, sometimes. And like,
well, they're probably incontinent. But dude,
I mean, we were laughing so hard, and that's terrible because I'm sure she could not help it.
Oh, again, when people are that big and you have to have a scooter to get around the store, I mean, at least you're getting out and about and doing things.
But it also wasn't just her. Her kids smelled
well,
as well.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Guilty is smelly by association.
They were probably security watching you guys. That's
have
what
you,
it was.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah. You look like shoplifters.
Secret shoppers, you know, shoppers or whatever they're called.
Guys walking through like Walmart. And there's this sound. It's just like, and he comes like around this corner, and there is the largest human being wedged onto one of those little scooters, and it is screaming for its sweet, sweet release of death.
Help me! Help
like it is just screeching, rolling through this store at the speed of smell.
You mean to tell me those rubber tires that don't have any fucking air in them are all like squished down?
They're dying. They're screaming for the release.
No, and I'm a fat lady, but like, you know, there's something to be said about. Just taking care of yourself, and that is the one thing you can do for just respecting yourself.
When do you get to the point where you just throw your hands up and you're just like, you know what? I'm not walking anymore.
Yep.
Every Monday through Friday.
Like, gross.
What does that look like on a human being?
I've
like,
seen it. It's
how do you
gross.
Get to that point?
Well, we've seen it with Tammy, right?
Call your brother.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you seen Tammy lately?
She
looks like a human again.
She does.
She lost weight in her forehead.
Did she lose her forehead weight?
Yes, her sister was like, she lost the fat on her forehead. But I'm curious about the skin surgery, because you know that Tammy has money for that.
So is this.
But I think it's probably going to throw, it might kill her,
so
right?
Is the,
to get rid
is
of
the,
all
the,
that skin is what my guess is.
Is the skin still there on her forehead? Like it deflated? It's
no.
just like
no.
a flappy sack of
she
skin
She actually
there?
Looks... like a normal person now. Well,
she's got the big cheeks, but
she kind of looks like a deflated chicken.
Like, I would imagine, like, if she got really mad, she just, rah! And all of a sudden this little thing, like, inflates up, like her.
Like a balloon.
Like,
in her hand.
like Kirby when he's like.
It's her pufferfish defense.
No, I haven't seen her, though.
No,
never heard of her.
She looks good. She's got a girlfriend. She seems happy. She seems.
Wait, she's a lesbian.
She's a
now?
Lesbian.
She's been one.
Oh,
she's been bi. She said that years ago before she met her husband, and then the husband died. It was like around then.
I don't know, man. The last time I remember seeing that show is when they were driving somewhere, and then he had to hit the brakes real fast, and she slid forward.
That was one of the first episodes.
But she seems like she's happier, so she's not as mean, and she is actually giving what's the other sister's name? Tammy.
Amy.
Giving Amy a hard time because Amy's all into this weird BDSM shit.
That tracks.
She's got this weird boyfriend and stuff. But Tammy seems happy. I'm here for it. I hope that she can get skin surgery, but I'm curious if there's like medical reasons.
I was
going to
say, can you imagine how much they're going to cut off of that? Like, ooh, there's a
substantial amount.
She's earned it though. God damn.
Yeah, I mean, if you lost that much weight.
She finally. Lost like two people's worth of weight.
Probably
if not
three.
More, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's like 260 or 40 pounds, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
From like
she weighs less than me.
Seven.
And I'm
she was 700.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm guessing that a lot of that is skin.
Yeah.
Right? She'd be down in the hundreds, like high hundreds, but I think she'd be down in the hundreds once she gets all of her skin off.
Oh, yeah.
That
is the grossest way of saying. Once she gets all of her skin off, she's going to be...
Well, when you lose weight that fast and you're that old, your skin is not as elastic as it was,
yeah, it
right? So,
oh, yeah.
And when you lose it so quickly, like that's
why
you get stretch marks.
I'm afraid of my gut,
and...
man. I'm never going to have my six-pack.
You're just going to have a pooch.
I'm going to have a little pouch.
You had a six-pack?
At one point, yes, I did.
No, I'm not like talking shit. Like, I didn't know.
I used to be pretty cut.
I have a picture of Brent from the first time I... No, the second time I ever came over, because the first time is when Trevor punched a hole in the wall upstairs and they got into a fight.
Dude,
that
was
the day I met you.
Yeah. Dude, I was skinny. I had hair.
No, and he is no, you didn't have hair.
I looked exactly
still
the
handsome,
same.
Still handsome as can be.
Jared just looks like he did today. I think you were wearing that same shirt.
He was a little bit smaller, had dumps like a truck, thighs like what, just backwards hat.
Just a meat hammer like you've never seen.
Dude. Still got that.
Yeah, I got that.
Don't worry about
arm.
It.
I mean, you're still handsome, but every now and then I'm like, oh, yeah. That's fine.
She made me flex for her today because I was wearing a sleeveless shirt while I was mowing.
What did I say to you?
She's like, oh, grabs, damn, it's doing something for me. I was like, it should be.
Grabs your belly and love handles and shoves them to the backside and goes, yes, there you are. But then,
no.
It is you, Peter.
I would never do that.
You are the pan.
he's still handsome Jay. To me. All these
Dude,
years later.
She makes me flex in front of her, and then I just go, oh, yes, this is also the lady who made fun of me because I was so bloated last weekend when I laughed, my belly jiggled.
And I'm sorry, did I call you Fatty Wop?
No, but I am the Potbelly Kid. We're the worst superheroes in the world.
You gave yourself that name.
Well, yeah,
you need Fatty Wop?
I came home to cheer you up. I said I came up with a superhero name for me. I'm the Potbelly Kid.
Well, Jared got out of the shower today, and I was checking him out, as I do, and he had to remind me where his eyes were.
I did.
Eyes up here, Jordan. Eyes up here.
Get your eyes off my cock.
Yeah.
You
know,
I am not a piece of meat.
Though. You look at your man, and you're like, yeah. Hey.
I still hide my wiener from her.
Yeah,
it's my shame.
I
tries
hide
to
my
make
pee-pee.
Me out like I'm a monster and just want him for his body.
Well, usually when they get out of the shower, you say, where'd your pee-pee go?
Oh. No, she usually...
That's what I'm going to start
saying. She's usually laying in bed.
You don't like when I check you out. I'm going to ask you where your pee-pee went.
And I will grab your face and I will show you.
Oh, that's so cute. She looks at me from bed, laying in bed and goes, see your pee-pee.
She just comes over and pushes my fat back and goes, there you are, Peter.
when I
you say, are the pan.
I always say,
bang a rag.
Show me your pee-pee.
Yeah, she always gives me
and then he
really
gets all, oh, like that, the little baby. Shy, like,
his little koi.
Not the little baby. That sounded wild. The kid. Well, actually, it's going to sound.
His tiny baby penis.
From the banana boat, you know, with the little butt that's hanging out that they probably don't have anymore. That's how he acts when he gets out of the shower. He's like, oh, you can see my butt? And I'm like, yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't want to be anywhere near it, but like, yeah.
Get over here.
But it looks like nice.
Two fine hairy hams.
If I didn't know if I didn't know what came out of it, I'd be
get
like,
out of my bedroom regularly. God.
Do you have to clip dingleberries out of that?
No.
Okay. Okay. What did I do to you today?
Did you wax his butthole? I did not.
Oh, what did you do?
I was
going to
say,
today?
Damn, if we're sharing that, that's interesting.
No, but I've been very close to his butthole when I used to
sit there and I'd lift my legs up over my head.
Remember when I used to.
Get down there. Let me touch your trundle.
It was right after we first
grab a candle.
Dating,
watch
and
me
I
be
used
a
to
candelabra.
Pop sits on his butt. Oh, that he'd sit
that's
there with his pants down. I'm
what
like,
did you do to me
oh,
today?
Because yeah.
I don't remember what you did. Oh,
when you got done mowing,
I got
the lawn,
done mowing, and
like,
apparently I had my sleeveless shirt on, and I had gone to the store and everything because I was wearing this, and then I switched to a different shirt to mow because I'm like, I'm not a monster.
Sure,
I don't want to ruin this shirt for the day. This is my day wearing shirt.
Mm-hmm. True classic.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. True classic.
Even
shout
if it
out.
Is a white T-shirt.
Yeah, it's a nice T-shirt. So
white T-shirt.
I'm standing in the garage, and she just leans over and she goes. Lifts my arm up.
I went and got a paper towel.
Yeah, she got a paper towel. She lifts my arm up and just goes, and I go, what is it? What is it to me? And she goes, I think it's a clump of deodorant with a bunch of dirt on it.
It was so gross. And I was like, I love
it's
you.
It's a white tick.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, she gets that thing off. I'm like, ooh, brother, ooh.
Because it was like just hanging there, like by the... Skin of its teeth.
Giving you a little wave. It's
an armpit dingleberry.
It was by the hair of my pit. So, come on.
Sam, yeah. See?
Armpit dingleberry.
Armpit dingleberry.
Hey, man, it happens. You know, sometimes. Yep. She looked at me and said, you're lucky I'm burying you.
That's mine.
It's not going to be a no for me, but goddamn, we're getting close.
It's not going to be a no. You've no'd for me, dog, 19 times.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you
wait.
What's
the
years.
Rest of this email?
So I actually really love this question, LA, because I have a lot of thoughts on it. But question number two, how do you guys feel about giving a piece of shit person who probably doesn't deserve it, but give them a second chance. I'm a dude that'll give you 3 chances. It could take you 10 years as long as you're working on it.
Typical.
How do you feel about giving somebody?
Typical California, 3 strikes and you're out.
If you scorn me, you're dead for life. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe me, I can name references. Mm-hmm. And you're more than welcome to call them and see if I talk to them
I
anymore.
Believe one of them's name is Mike. He's
Bingham.
Been on this podcast
He's a
before.
Piece of shit.
So, okay. One that's.
There's
you
also
know,
another
scorned,
one who's been on this podcast
scorned.
Before.
Well,
It depends on
it,
that one. That one for
it
me
depends on the offense too.
Is a little different because as far as circles of tightness, I was a layer or two back from where other people were in that situation. Although it did hurt, I feel like sometimes people make bad choices, and instead of finding a way out of that situation or a way to make the situation better or a way to enrich their life, they just stay. And that sucks. And I know what that's like because I've been there. And
that's why you got divorced.
Sometimes it's nice to hear from somebody who's just like an impartial, like, hey, love you. Like, hey, here's something funny. Hey, hope your day was good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of my thoughts with that situation because, like I said,
as much
and we've talked about that a whole lot and why we think air. That situation's why we think what is happening in that situation is happening. And I don't know, you just kind of hope that it works out and that
problem is
somebody
we,
finds their way back.
We
and
have to
it
think,
is what it
though,
is
because we don't know what physically is happening over there. Also, as much as she hates it, she has been reaching out just as I have
reached
been
out
reaching
to him
out.
Last
so,
week.
Yeah.
And I had
as
him
much
reach
as,
out to him
as
the last
much as
weeks.
The yeah. heat and the hate was there, it's slowly starting to simmer.
Oh, I just think it's one of those things that, like, sometimes you got to remind people, like, hey, man, hang in there. Like, mm-hmm. there's still people that love you. Don't do something sad and drastic. Like, you got friends.
Well, and I do. I think lately, not that I want to be best friends with this person by any means, but there are times that recently I'm like, I miss him. Like, I miss you.
Yeah.
But then I kind of check myself back into place because I think that you're a lot the same now. Stop me if I'm wrong, but like loyalty is a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to the people that I love and the people that are close to me and take care of me, and I will take care of them.
Miss you.
And this person has pissed and shit all over almost every relationship that is close to me. My girls, my people, and I have a hard time with that because it's, you know, I have a hard time with it because I saw it with Brent. But then I also saw it with you. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I just
struggle because I'm like, loyalty is such a big thing for me. And mm-hmm. you fuck with Brent? No. You fuck with Jared? No. You fuck with anybody at this table? Absolutely not. You fuck with my girls? Absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know how many chances I can give you. Certainly been over three. And here I am. Here we are. Trying to give grace, but do they deserve it? I don't know. Have they earned it? Absolutely not.
And I miss you.
Where are you?
Miss the rain.
Sorry, I was
doing
Miss You.
I guess I think about it like if
I'm not trying to be mean.
If someone had wronged me, I would want all of my close people
to
come to bat for me, right? Right.
Yeah.
So
miss you.
I guess that's where my big hang up is. I don't believe he's a bad person. I don't believe. I think he's made a lot of bad choices, but I don't think he's a bad person.
But there's lots of people that, and I think that's why I have come to this hard go fuck yourself stance. The number of people that I've stuck my neck out for that have take big fat steamy shits on my chest and then be like, "Why are you mad, bro?"
Neil, not talking
like,
to anybody but you.
Gee, I don't know why I'm mad at you, you fucking asshole. Like, pull your head out of your ass and stop being a shit dick, and let's figure this stuff out. Like,
most of them, too, also go, why the fuck are you still mad at me, bro? It's been 3 years. Why,
yeah,
why didn't you
has.
Just nut up? And you go, dude, he doesn't have to. Like, if you want
to
hang out, then you need to fucking reach out to him. Be a person.
But
reach
you also
out to
know
them.
It wasn't the first strike. That's just it. It's
I'll be honest. Neil texted me about 7 or 8 months ago, and he just sent, like, man, your beard's getting big. And I went, delete. Like, I don't need to talk to you.
Just send thanks, bro, then delete.
Nothing.
Ooh.
I haven't spoken to Michael since I walked past him on your front yard.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised Jordan's kept hanging out with me after that.
And I mean, if...
Because you were pretty good at that point.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see how he...
I guess I don't know who these people
handled
were.
That situation.
Yeah, I was just like, yep, I'm not hanging out with this piece of shit.
So
fought
I mean,
for this asshole for fucking 3 and 4 weeks getting fed a line of bullshit by him. And then he takes a dump on me and I look like an asshole for it. Like, yeah. Nope. You can go back to cheating on your wife and being a worthless sack of shit and just be an asshole on your own time.
It's a hard thing to come across. And I mean, if he is listening, which I don't know if he does or not,
who
but
gives a
it's
fuck
like
if he listens.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But
smoke
Ashley,
a bowl.
Dude,
I reach out to him and I look at him and I just go, dude, like, I'll talk to you out and about. Like, I'm not going to extend the olive branch because if you want to, who do I choose to hang out with? I want to hang out with you over, I want to hang out with him. And yeah, am I still a friend relationship with him? All day.
That's because this guy over here wants to be the world's friend.
I want to be everyone's friend. Everybody just come be my friend.
He doesn't want to fight with anybody.
And see, I don't like fighting with anybody, man.
Which very different than I would be in that situation because I probably have adopted the same mentality maybe as you have, some of them the same as you. I don't let a lot of people in my inner circle, if you will. So once they're in, they're in. So I have probably a little bit more leniency with some of the bullshit that happens, but once I am done, I'm done. And
you're
it's
also
the same
the
thing, you're
member.
Dead to me then.
Like yep. You're the newest member of the mm-hmm. inner circle here.
Sure.
Which means it's a good thing to have. Because
newest yeah. member in the sense, 3.5 years. Let's not.
Yeah. Sure.
She wasn't.
Yeah,
she
like,
she
we just
yesterday.
Accepted
the friends
you.
That I have
we
picked,
just
though.
Her off the street.
Yeah. The friends I have picked, though, I've had friends that I've had since preschool that I am still friends with. I have Brooker, one of my best friends. We lived together for 10 years. All of these people I have had these ups and downs with, but because I have love for them, I will ride that roller coaster of life, right? But if it's somebody that I don't know off the street, you can get fucked. I don't give a shit. But if it's to the point too with one of my loved ones where I hit that wall also, you're dead to me. I'm never talking to you again. Yeah. And you don't exist.
Yeah. I agree.
I think the thing that pisses me off too, like I was saying, like,
hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Memorial Day door buster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill. Now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Now only $9.99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
B wants to be friends with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll talk with anyone. He'll be friends with anyone. Like,
and that's what's great about him.
That's a wonderful thing.
That's a
thing.
Phenomenal
be me,
characteristic.
So it's fantastic to
like, I wish I was as friendly as Brent is. Like, mm-hmm. legitimately.
I'm a nice guy.
Oh, you should see him at the bar on Monday.
I'm what sure he's a social nice butterfly, guy. I imagine.
He is. Yeah.
What drives
look
me nuts
spread my wings.
Yes.
Is when he gets to the point like he was last week, when he's been shit on and shit on and shit on and shit on, that he finally pops. And then he's the fucking bad guy for it. And it's just like, get fucked.
Well, yeah. And so when he tells me those stories about what happens, and I'm like, it's been 8 years, right? I can't even fathom him doing, like, raising his voice to anybody. Like, I just can't, or even challenging anybody, because he's so...
That's why it's so out of character.
Right, and uh-huh. So when we went for a walk, I was like, you said that? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, you said it in that way? He's like, yep.
Mad.
And I my brain can't, it just doesn't connect, because
that's not who he typically shows you.
No, yeah. So that's how you know it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, too. The other guy that we know, Toby, like... Kind of the same boat. Like, you never hear anything bad out of this dude's mouth. He just smiles and does his thing. Like
Toby.
Quiet, genuine, awesome human being. But when some people get to the point where their heads are about to explode off of their shoulders, maybe they're not the problem, and it's somebody else. And that person needs to look inside and try to figure out what the fuck is going on and realize they need to fix themselves instead of trying to fix everybody else who's fine.
Right. Well, and how selfish is it to believe that people don't have a breaking point, even the kindest people, right? Sure. That you're going to sit here and think, oh, well, I pushed them around and pushed them around. So
they'll just keep taking it. It's fine.
But let's, yeah, right, is what the thought is. But then you look at people like Brent or you look at people like Toby and you're like, but everybody's got a breaking point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ours might be a lot sooner.
Oh, my fuse is about a millimeter long. Like,
baby, I'm with you.
That bitch lights in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And honestly, I try not to be that person. I try to calm down. I try not to be a rage tank of hatred. It's been working okay lately. What?
Nothing. Just watching
you. I'm pretty sure.
This is me being calm.
Yeah. I actually describe you as a rage tank.
You haven't seen me lose my shit.
I have never seen you lose your shit.
Don't take
no.
my bike away.
Like, when I straight up lose my shit, I am a scary, terrifying human being.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
I don't think I've ever seen
because
that.
Because I go straight for, like, hey, what are things about yourself that you're insecure about? Stab, 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 stab. Yeah, what do you not like about yourself? Let me point it out to everybody at the top of my voice, and my voice carries.
I think I've seen that before once or twice.
Like, I fight really, really mean. I don't fight to tie. I don't fight to, you know, stalemate. I fight to destroy you.
It's not even saying you fight dirty. You just fucking come at people.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's kind of fun to see if you're
Jared
not
Jared brings
warpath.
A gun to a knife fight, and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you just, there's certain things. Like, I'm pretty easy chill. I'm pretty easy chill. You're pretty easy chill. But the second that you twist a nerve, let's fucking rumble. I will mow you over with my truck. I will kill you. I'll kill you right now.
Speaking of mowing over with trucks, bitch almost hit my truck today when she's pulling out of the fucking driveway.
Shame.
Oh,
shame.
Dude, I was so mad. Shame. Dude.
I thought more people would jump on the shame train
dude,
with
she,
me. I'm sorry.
She comes
shame.
Out and she fucking hooks that thing and I go, whoa! And I screamed. It was so close, I yelled at her.
Was it her, stopped. Was it her truck against your truck?
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And she stops and backs up. And I go,
me have a truck earlier.
And I just look at her and I go, bitch, you almost hit my fucking truck. And she goes, no, I didn't. And then drives away.
Sounds like you may need a beater. It sounds like you may need a beater truck or a beater car. No. Yeah.
You have one in the driveway.
Yeah. Well, it's not registered or insured, but
hit that
I think
one.
You guys
hit
should both get beater cars and just hot rod the shit out of them like lunatics.
Oh, so yeah. Let me tell you,
I think
you
that would
this.
Be a lot of fun.
Let
we
me
could,
tell
we
you
We could
this.
Spray paint them.
Yeah, don't you
we
wish
could put
you had
rims
one of those?
On them. Like,
yeah.
We can go nuts with this shit.
I'm definitely putting the Talis number
yeah.
eight.
So Miss Bond and Miss Teresa came over yesterday. I infused some vodka for Teresa, and so they came over. And
dude, she infused vodka, so it's Bloody Mary mix with vodka in it already.
No, it's Bloody Mary vodka.
This isn't this Teresa.
No, different Teresa.
Right.
Other Teresa.
And we tried it yesterday. Can't even taste the alcohol, which is nuts. And it's just infused vodka, so that's nuts. But
yeah.
So Teresa goes, yeah, I keep telling Bon that we probably should get rid of Princess, her very nice blue Silverado. And I was like, well, why are you asking her to do that? Like, well, Bon doesn't drive. And any time that Bon does drive or we have to go somewhere, I take her. And I'm like, but what happens when you go to Washington or, whatever? What happens? Well, then we'll have Deb take her to her apartments. And I was like, you cannot go down to one vehicle. You just can't. Not now. Whatever. Just, you can't. One vehicle is very hard to have. And she's like, well, maybe she gets rid of Princess and we buy an A to B car. And I was like, then why aren't you offering Pookie up, the other Silverado? Why aren't you offering your truck up? And I and she's like, because I really like Pookie. And I was like, that's great, but don't tell Bond that she needs to get rid of hers if you're not willing to get rid of yours.
She looks at me like I had something to do with it.
And so I looked at Teresa and I was like, you cannot tell her that she has to get rid of her truck that she loves. If you want an A to B car, then you get rid of Pookie. And she's like, no. And Bond's like, thank you, Abby. I thought I was nuts. And I'm like, you're not nuts. Brent and I have had this conversation.
All I said was, I don't think we need another full-sized F-150 that we already have. We can get a smaller truck.
But we have a plan for the Abbeymobile, but we're not going to tell anybody what it is.
Which, and also, it probably...
cut the top off
it. Would probably be
into a Jeep.
How did you know?
I just know you.
We're going to turn it into a Suzuki Samurai.
Going to jack it up, just, put 35s on
cut
it.
Cut part of the ass end of it off. Nice. It'd be sweet. No, that was my biggest thing with the fucking trucks. I said, dude, we don't need two full-size trucks. We don't need
them. And what
them.
Did I tell
we
you? Then get
them.
Rid of yours?
She said, sell me yours. And I said, do you want to pay an additional $30,000 for that truck? No, sure. You don't.
And now I'm more
you paid less for the new one.
I'm more paid off than he is now, so I'm ahead.
I'm winning.
Yep.
Pin a rose on your nose.
She's got less miles on hers, too.
Fuck you, just man. Saying. Stop feeding into it.
Only 38,000.
Who drives it more
hers
than her?
Does have a bigger screen, though.
Yeah, who drives more than her? Who drives her truck more than her?
Oh, I don't drive shit.
You
I
mean know. Your trucks?
Our trucks. Ours.
We have his and hers. It's cute.
We got them together. Our cars.
You guys should do some really, really lame ass hillbilly fucking wedding pictures.
Ooh, in the back of our trucks. Coveralls, overalls.
Well, we should get in mine because we can spill beer and do all that and then just wipe it out later.
Oh, love get that. Fucking fucked, dude. Get out of here.
WeatherTech flooring in there. No, there's a lot of nice things about
anybody
this truck
looking for a truck, I'm putting it on Craigslist here real soon.
Black Beauty? Oh, you have the title for mine? I don't think so. Anyway, question number three.
Yeah, by the way, LA had multiple questions.
Sorry, so what do you guys think about giving people second chances, third chances, fourth chances?
Well, I'm...
Dan's like, I don't.
I'm like Brent. I'm a...
Best I'm friends with everyone.
I'm very tolerant, yes. But I have wiped some people out of my life.
What do you think, Daddy?
I think that I swore to myself, you know, because I worked in mental health for many years, I swore to myself that once I got out of that I would not deal with assholes. That doesn't mean I have to be aggressive with them, but it means I just don't, because life is very short. I did it for pay. I was a mercenary. I ain't doing it. But I also, the older I get, the more I understand that, you know, everybody's carrying a load. And some people's load has got them so twisted from the outset that they just can't hardly do any better. It's an unfortunate thing. Doesn't mean I got to deal with them, but it's made me more tolerant of their shit, maybe. But that I can be tolerant of them at arm's length. Pretty easily, but not right up next to me, because then I start getting a little a little,
you smell some shit
nasty.
What about narcissists? You
I don't like narcissists, and I really fucking hate sociopaths.
Right.
And then
both of us do.
Guess I better go.
I was going to talk
to
you about
here?
That.
Excuse me. Who invited you?
But that's certain personality things. And everybody's got a little bit of a personality disorder. It's just a question of how much. But the people that have that are like died in it, it's like, I don't have time, and you can go get fucked and have a nice day. Yeah. Or not.
Have the day you deserve.
Yeah, that's a good mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hope you meet somebody just like you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
That's so fun.
And I'm not going to cry if you get hit by a car tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hit you with the car, but if it happens and I'm watching, it's like, mm-hmm. darn the luck.
Not to extend that further, but we were on a walk yesterday, or a couple days ago.
Has somebody tried to hit you?
No, well, not this time.
Fuck.
Damn.
I must have missed it.
But we were talking about some things, and I was like, and Brent says, I don't wish hurt on anybody, and I was so mad just from my day and my week and my last couple weeks.
It's not a good thing to wish death on anybody, but, you know, I wish them to get hurt.
Well, and I was like, well, and I've said that to you before about people where I'm like, I wish that they weren't here. I don't know what I mean by that, but I wish they weren't here. But then he's like, I don't wish ill will or hurt on people. And I was like, you know what, Brent? I do. I fucking do. Because some people just deserve
marching
it.
Marching down the road screaming, I fucking do.
No, they don't deserve it. They've earned it. They've earned it.
Well, but you know,
sometimes karma comes up and bites him in the ass.
Yeah, and think of it this way. Instead of hating them, wish that they would shit their pants in public.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
because then you got the humor.
There's no coming back from it.
Yeah, it's
uncontrollable diarrhea.
With enough Visine, you can make that happen.
Oh, man. She knows. She's been there.
Well, I didn't put Visine in anything. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of me because someone tried to do that to me a long time ago.
Someone did that
to
her.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Because, she goes into the bar now.
Nice.
Visine gives you diarrhea?
Oh, yeah. And it can kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you remember that fun...
If you eat it?
The fun story about how Jeff...
Really?
And,
yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't know what's in it that does it, but it can make you sick as fuck, and it can also kill you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone tried to do that to me a handful of years ago.
Wow.
When I was working at Pinnacle, and she thought I was jerking her boyfriend off at the bar. We all worked together. Can you imagine me ever doing anything like that?
Yeah. I don't even touch anybody's people.
I was just about to ask if you were doing that. So.
No, we were sitting as far away as like Jay and I are. And she walked in and I walked up to her and I'm like, hey girl, can I buy you a drink? Like we just got off work. All of us did. Just at different times. Half hour in between.
Oh, I get it. There was a guy in between you. So you were doing the motion and then I was over there.
Oh, you're Dutch ruddering him.
Yep. Oh, you should. Oh, you bet. No, and then she goes,
I've not heard that before.
She looks at me and she's like, get the fuck away from me. And I was like, okay, like I don't know what happened. Are you like maybe she ended her shift badly,
prematurely?
Go in on Monday. Apparently, I was jerking her boyfriend off underneath the bar at Hooligans, and then she's crazy, but she tried to put a whole bottle of Visine in my drink, a gal that was 3 or 4 years younger than me actually drank it and got diarrhea. I went and told. I was a tattletale because I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I can't even come in and drink water? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, that's
and
scary.
He was on work release. Like, this is how great that bar was. It was like, wow, she's why they're a really still good a server. Business. And, like, we're kind of about to let you go. And I was like, great. Okay.
I'll survive now.
Like, I love, and I grew up with the owners. Like, I grew up with their kids from first grade. And this guy was just a piece of shit. Whatever. She was a piece of shit. Now she comes into the bar that I hang out at. Hit on Jeff.
Didn't we tell you
about
this?
We told you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That girl. And so I ran into her the other day, and I was like, oh, girl, let me open the door for you. Sorry.
Let me buy you
like,
a drink.
Oh, I've done that before. Can I buy you a drink? Do you want one? You want to shout with us? Yeah. And she acts fucking coy and stupid, and I'm like.
Who even are you? Oh, are you?
You should be putting the Visine drops in your eyes.
That's one of those girls that I wish she has the day that she deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Her last day.
I think I'd walk over to her one day and be like, can I buy you a drink? I really feel really bad about that time you accused me of jerking your boyfriend off underneath the bar and put a whole bunch of Visine in my drink and made the other girl sick.
Boom.
You sure you don't want anything?
Yeah.
How about a glass of water?
One of these days. And you know what? I feel bad for Jeff because she knows where he lives, where his kids live.
She's been to his house.
In his house. Oh, that's the one that you've been telling me about for the last 10 to 13 years? Yeah, you stupid dumb. Yes.
And then the next weekend he shows up and we go, what happened? And he goes, I haven't responded to her.
Oh,
so.
Well, Ed told me to stay away from her. If Ed told you to stay away from her, my guy, you stay away from her.
Mind you, Edward, the man that he's on this fantastic voyage with right now.
Oh, I hope they fall in love.
I hope they do, too. I hope Jeff comes back with a boyfriend.
Just a gaped ass and a smile on his face.
What I said, it's either I hope he comes back with a boyfriend and him and Ed are dating and planning on getting married, or he comes back with a gray hair who gives him a gummer all the time.
I asked him, I was like, are you going to bring condoms? And he's like, oh, I don't think I'll need them. And I was like,
durr.
dude, you're going on a 40 and up cruise. Like, all the people on the cruise are 40 years of age or
that's
older.
That's his age bracket, though.
Exactly.
I mean, not the old
she, people, when but... he said that, I've never seen her light up so much.
Oh,
being like,
within your age.
Finally!
Oh, so she's not 18?
Oh, she's 23, Abigail.
It was funny. It was funny. It was a good joke.
We're 15 years apart, dude. There's no need for him to need to date anyone younger than my age.
Yes.
It would be weird if he was dating somebody my age.
He did that. How'd it work out?
Yeah.
As well as I needed it to.
He doesn't want to do the little kid thing all over again.
Yeah. Oh, he's fixed.
Or baggage.
Dating him.
So we have one more question. More question.
Dude, all we did was just LA emails tonight.
You go LA.
I love it, dude. This guy's firing on all cylinders.
We love it.
One more question, bro. WTF is the definition of a redneck. Is it when you slap them on the neck and it turns red?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
That's 100% what that. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Whenever white people get together, we all make our mayonnaise sandwiches on white bread, and we line up in a line, and we just slap each other on the backs of the necks. That's all we do. Listen to country music, mayonnaise sandwich, neck slapping.
Then we have
some avocado toast.
Tuna casserole for dinner.
Yep, run out in the front yard, and we light our
chicken
lowercase
salad
T's
grapes
on fire.
In it.
Grapes and chicken salad is okay.
It's so good.
I agree.
Rednecks is making fun of people that work outside all day with their head down doing physical manual labor.
100%. Also, Jared, I'm going to make you chicken salad that doesn't suck ass, is what I'm going to do.
You're good.
I'll make some for us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And see, LA,
put apples and pecans in it. Might as well. God.
You
it's going to be so full of mayonnaise, he won't have any of it.
That's right.
Although you
She's
can live
whip.
The redneck lifestyle, LA, you can never be a redneck because...
You're brown.
Maybe a maroon neck.
Yes.
Yeah?
Jesus.
Sorry. Hey... L.A., that's where the handkerchief came about, too.
L.A., we need to have you back on the show again. And we can just ask each other black guy, white guy questions.
Oh, I'd love that.
Just try to figure out
be fun
the differences between being a cracker and being a brother. Get to the,
that would be entertaining.
The core of that.
I also think we should have the girls on, too, older girls. But my girls, because there are times where we've been friends for 8 years now, and I'm like, so when you do the sex, is it like this?
You just mushing
like,
parts together?
Hey man,
inquiring minds want to know.
I think it requires lots of toys.
Draw me a picture.
I didn't tell any of you guys. I told her, but I tried to get my sister to come on, and she said she was very willing. She said I'd love to have a debate with you guys about.
I don't want to talk politics.
Her leanings, exactly.
She's got bigger and better.
She only thinks she wants to debate with us. She doesn't want to debate.
She's turned quite a bit because we had a very, very level-headed everything, and she even admitted that Biden was a problem.
God, you see him on the
I
view.
I just saw her.
You need to warn me before you say something like that. I could have peed my pants.
I mean, Daniel, why are your pants getting wet?
Joe Biden
there?
Was on the view, stumbling and mumbling and fumbling.
Oh,
he looked
gee.
Like an idiot.
I saw that, or I heard that.
Doesn't that like make you sad?
Yeah.
Kinda,
yeah,
it's like this,
that he was the boss for fucking 4 years. And
yeah,
was,
that makes me sad.
Blatantly
too,
worse every year.
That makes me sad and angry, but it makes me sad to see somebody.
I think he
struggle.
Was like their puppet, you know.
Well, of course he was.
I feel bad.
It's probably
him,
Dr. Jill doing that shit.
Oh yeah, she pushed Jill. Him.
Dr.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're trying to send him back out to be like, see guys, he was competent the whole time.
Oh, I heard somebody, must have been a podcast, saying that they're trotting him out now because the Biden family's out of money because they don't have any grift going on anymore. So it's like,
aww.
Oh, just the president's retirement salary. How are the kids going to... It's sad. How are the kids going to live on a regular salary? It's so...
Sucks to suck.
Oh, God. What a funny joke would it be if, like, part of their, like, salaries that were coming in for all the family and all the kids were part of something they cut from fucking Doge?
What about Hunter?
They go, oh, it was all secret stuff.
Yeah, well, Hunter can't get a job as a board member for these big corporations because... All of a sudden, everybody figured out that he has no influence anymore, and he's an idiot besides. Mm. So,
we all knew that right out of the gate. Just trying to prove it was...
I mean, dude, the whole... thing is fucking embarrassing, and him going on The View is completely embarrassing.
Why?
But no, I thought it was actually really kind of fucking nice, because like usually me and my sister, we butt heads pretty hard about shit, and we had a very cordial, straight across the board conversation. And I was like, well, if you ever want to come on and talk, like,
but I love that. I like the fact that you guys could have a conversation, not even just with your sister, obviously, but like in general, when you can actually just have a level-headed conversation with somebody.
She was bringing up things, which I was bringing up things, which
I think it should just be you and her, though, because you can't do the gang up.
Oh, we could. Well, it wouldn't even be a gang up thing, as long as you don't.
It would be
as long as you don't go too fucking hard at it. But it's like, that's my biggest thing, is it's like, dude, if you guys have, like, she has her side, she says something, and then you come back, and kind of that's what we were doing last night. It was nice. It was fun. Well, it was fun to actually do it. And like, we brought up the
wish I had, you know, my brother
city of Boise, the flag thing. We brought that up.
That still embarrasses me.
Which, so like, we brought that up, and she had her opinions, and I had my opinions. Which, you know, that's
well, you could always do kind of a team up if you did invite her on. You could always invite somebody. I think LA leans more to the left, right?
He does.
Even if you had a couple people on that just had differing opinions, it might be cool to kind of get. Which,
I mean, it's just, it would be a fun thing. And it's the thing is majority of the time when you're an adult like this, it's like, dude, you don't need to be fucking screaming at each other because of your fucking views. It should be just like, hey, man, like, this is how I've... She did enlighten me, and I'm very curious, and I want to look into this a little bit more. She was telling me, so, like, everybody knows Charlie Kirk, correct?
Yeah. Right, correct.
She goes, she actually went to that rally that was here.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, she said she went down there for it, and she goes, majority of it, like the stuff you see online, which this is also her perspective of it, was she was telling me, she goes, a lot of it was like him just baiting people and him like getting it, like goading at people to do this stuff. And I go, that's interesting, because I follow him, and a lot of times people come up and they just fucking start screaming at him about stuff. And she goes, I cannot confirm or deny, because I've never seen any of his videos, but I go, well, yeah, because he's basically, it's an open mic forum, so like you can come out. And she goes, yeah, he was baiting a lot of people at the university here. And I go, huh, that's really interesting. I'd love to look deeper into it and see if there's
that makes sense. That's what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can to see draw that.
People out to have.
I can see that.
And if you watch the ones on the left where they claim that somebody owned Charlie Kirk, they'll come out and he'll say, "Well, why do you think blah 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 blah?" And they'll go, "Because blah 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 blah," and then they cut it off. Like, whoa, you didn't get the other half. Now the other half on our side is. You hear him say, well, why do you think blah, blah, blah? And they say blah, blah, blah. And then he just attack.
Yeah.
That's just the format. That's how it goes. And that's what his entire brand is built on.
That's his whole shtick.
And it's the same thing. And me and her both agreed on the whole thing where, oh, sorry, Daniel.
No. Proceed. That is.
Well, I'm saying if they know that going in there, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, So
there's baiting on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you guys think of Brad Palumbo.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
He's a gay conservative. Reminds me so much of my little brother. I think he's more YouTube, Facebook. Do you know?
I know who he is. He's people on the right don't like him.
No,
and it's not because he's gay. It's because he's really wishy washy on several topics.
I've watched a lot of his videos, and you know it's okay to sit in the middle of a lot of things, but playing both sides of the fence, that's
what forum is he in?
Well, I see him on Facebook and Instagram, but I really enjoy him because he gives it such an interesting perspective of, yes, I'm part of the LGBTQ, or I'm part of LGBT, I think, if you would talk to him. But
probably just LGB.
Or LGB, I guess, at that point. but then he leans very conservatively, and then he pokes holes in all of, you know, he reacts to a lot of videos and things like that, and he's like, no, let me tell you why they're wrong. And he's very, he talks very well. He's very smart. But I really enjoy watching his videos because, like, you get a perspective of two sides as a gay man and then as somebody that leans more conservatively.
I follow a guy like that, too. I think his name's, like, Clarkson something. You've probably seen him. He's
blonde?
Yeah, blonde, pretty guy.
Ah.
Yep.
But I like him because he...
Isn't that his boyfriend?
I have no idea.
Like, he's like a short, skinny, blonde guy?
No, this dude's like yoked.
Oh, okay.
Muscle
there's one kid who's going around. He's a very skinny blonde kid, and I can never remember what his name is, but I guess he's shown up at those Charlie Kirk rallies and been like, I want to debate him. And they
I saw that.
He keeps saying that, well, his security is refusing us to come up there because I want to come up there and ask him questions, and they won't let me up there because he knows I'm going to be correct and he doesn't want to look bad. And then he does debates. He has a lot of different things. He does stuff on YouTube and Facebook where he apparently debates opposing party people, like in the media.
Hmm.
And apparently then posts videos of him being like, oh, I'm just about to go rip her apart. And then comes back and goes, just ripped her apart. See how she's crying? Ha, ha, ha. Got him. And you go, what the fuck, dude? Like, this guy's a weirdo. He seems weird, but also good for him. If he has the facts behind
him. If he's got the information.
Yeah, please do your thing, man. And if you have the information and you can change minds on people.
Yeah, 100%.
Go for it. Do your thing.
Let's be honest. No one is ever going to change anyone's mind unless something big happens to them personally that would make them change their mind. I can't sit here and talk to my family and be like, this is why you're wrong.
But because again,
it's not wrong to them.
That's why I thought it was so weird last night when I was talking to my sister, where she actually had admitted to me. She was like, yeah, dude, I agree with everything that Biden did. No, not at all. And I go, what?
Because
you're not allowed to say that as a...
As interesting as your sister is. Now, Katie, I love you. But as interesting as she used to be, not is now. She is not... She doesn't have a lot of hate in her heart anymore. Like, she's... So I think she can see both sides.
She's gotten soft. She's gotten soft.
What a bitch.
But this fucking
hats
bitch.
Hats off to Katie. She can have a conversation with people, right? Like,
she sure is getting skinny.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. And so, but it's that to me is growth, right? Like, where you can sit and have a conversation with somebody about their beliefs and not belittle them for that or whatever that looks like.
Oh, yeah.
But that goes on both sides, too. So.
It does.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, who did we manage to offend tonight?
Well, before we do that, I want to clarify something I said when I said the Boise gay flag thing is an embarrassment. It's not because of the flag itself, and it has nothing to do with gay people. It has a lot. It has just about everything to do with a mayor that feels the need to pander and virtue signal. The city council needs to do this, too. And that's what's embarrassing.
It
is
feels
the fact
like
that
she lost the game, so she's going to take her ball and go home.
What did you say earlier? It's political, but it's not political.
Yeah.
But they're making it political, but it's not political.
Right.
Yeah.
And the flag is non-inclusive, and to try and say it is just dishonesty. So
what more would you need than just the American flag to prove the inclusion that goes on in
the
country?
The Idaho flag, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with city, state,
sure.
And
okay.
Why does it
needs a flag? Flags are dumb.
Why does who you choose to sleep with have to do
need a whole
right
holiday
I mean,
flag?
There's no heterosexual
everything
flag
else?
Out there. I mean, I just leave it alone.
But again, it's that need to pander and to virtue signal.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating to think that
it's frustrating. Care if you're gay.
It's frustrating to have people think that Idaho people voted this person in, I guess. I'll have to add her to the list, too. Let's see. So the people we offended today, we have a respectable list. John Anderson, Savage Garden.
There.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Drunk Moppers. I don't remember how or why, but there it is.
She was mopping the meat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's mopping the meat.
I'm a drunk mopper. I get that on the
jersey.
Oh,
well, okay.
And then, mopping the meat there, girl.
And the burglar or the burler of hams.
Burler.
I want all the ham.
All the ham.
I guess all the pizza's gone.
cologne wearers at the grocery store.
Let's
Taco
be.
Bell cologne. Colognes will smell like a gaping asshole.
Mm. Ooh.
That's Jared's.
a la naturel.
Trevor and Tammy, whoever Tammy is.
Neighbor.
The fat ladies.
I like how you glazed over Trevor real fast.
Oh, we dipped into
not neighbor, the sorry.
Reality
my,
shows again.
My 700 pound life.
Yeah. You know what, Dan? Okay. Just throw Tammy on there. That Tammy. Throw that Tammy on there.
Oh, well, that Tammy, too.
All of her inflatables. Go fuck yourself,
he
Tammy.
He doesn't know who Tammy on TV is. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm.
Never
I'm,
would have guessed. Dan, I'll show you a picture. You'd never forget her.
Like Dr. Now.
Now, just the name of the program, and I got a pretty good
dude,
idea.
Dude, she'd get very angry, and her little fucking fat sack on her forehead will blow up.
Like Kirby.
No. Okay, and then we, Brent's butt, Brent's armpit.
What the fuck is, what did you guys pick on me so much for?
Stop being gross.
Because you had dingleberries hanging out your armpits.
I have a problem.
Uh-huh. Shit
I'm
dicks.
So glad I could bring it to you guys to the table tonight. Yeah.
Shit dicks, Mike.
Damn it, Bernice.
Let's see. Narcissists, sociopaths, Jeff. Chicken salad that sucks ass.
And not mine.
Yes,
I hear the grape one's the good one.
It's fucking dank.
I've had it with grape.
And the
good.
Biden Graft family.
Guess what, motherfucker? Emotional damage.
Well, everybody, thank you very much for joining us tonight. LA, a special thanks to you for carrying this entire episode.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Did,
full
you
on.
Did good sport.
Appreciate shout that. Out to Weston. Thank you for
you
listening.
Feel bad for
and
not
I feel terrible. LA. It was nice meeting you.
I'm dude. Sorry, Wessie. She's a horrible person.
Shout out to just Devin kidding. And then what's his name? Doug? The guy that was like dancing around us at the retirement party.
What, Mitchie Blaze?
Oh, Mitch.
Mitchie
oh,
Blaze.
Doug.
Mitchie Blaze.
Oh, I love that guy.
Everybody loves that guy.
Yeah, dude. If his name was Doug, we'd call him the Dougler.
Oh.
Guarantee it.
I like how you have a nickname for him without it even
yeah,
being
he's,
his name.
He's a non real
person. Oh, my
person.
God.
We love that.
We've been watching you.
Oh,
and
no.
The last season came out, and one of the characters in its name is Bronte. And I looked at Jordan and I said, hey, if Bronte was a dinosaur, she'd be a Brontosaurus.
Ah!
And she was so disappointed in me. And
I literally
happy.
Said it at the exact same time yeah. as he did. He likes to leave that part out and make it look yeah. like he just did it on his own, but he didn't.
Yeah, but
we
also,
said it together.
I really
and I go, I know who I'm with. Thank you very
she
much.
She was so can disappointed you, in me. It was beautiful.
I wish you guys wouldn't have just said that because you said Bronte, and she looks at me and goes, new nickname alert.
No, why wasn't that never one of my nicknames?
I don't know.
Out of all hundreds that LeBronte.
LeBronte.
LeBronte Brock.
Brench oh. LeBronte.
Brench LeBronte.
Thank you for.
Or just Bronte.
Full Eagles.
Gotta put the
bitch. LeBronte. Jesus Christ.
Well, go ahead and leave us a like, rate, and review. Give us 5 stars or more. That'd really help us out. Send us an email at timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com, and you can carry an entire episode by yourself, too.
Give us 2 reviews. That's
it's fun.
5 stars.
Keep us on our toes.
Times 5. It's 2 stars of 10 stars.
Check out timeforanother.com for all kinds of timeforanother.com stuff. And be good, everybody.
I love LA.
Bye.
Bye.
Cowabunga, guys, do we have a Mad Lib tonight?
Nope.
Oh, man.
See ya.
Oh, fuck me.
Yep, you suck. I was actually going to bring one down because there was a Mad Lib on my Captain Crunch Oops All Berries.
Oh, and now you just screwed
I
the whole pooch
threw
all
it
by
away.
Yourself.
I threw it away.
You're selfish and a horrible person.
I am, I know. Tell me.
You're fired.
Tell me more, tell me more. Like, did
fire you
have a car?
We hire you for a lower wage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.